Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, and welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I shine the light on what you put into your body. I am just very excited about the show today. We have a good one for you, but before we get started, I do have an announcement to make, and that is that Paula Bronte, Rapid Eye Technician, and myself are going to be doing a free seminar. And now mark this on your calendars. It's Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Edmunds Vitamin and Herbs in Edmunds, Washington. And we are going to be talking about how you can experience the new economic shift from a place of strength, prosperity, and health. You're going to learn how to navigate through disillusionment to get to the truth, experience the law of attraction in a stronger, more powerful way than ever before, and gain a greater understanding of how proper nutrition impacts your consciousness. So make sure you come out for that free seminar Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 at Edmunds Vitamins and Herbs in Edmunds, Washington. Okay, we have got Brian in the house today. Hello there, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, Michelle.
Good, good. And back by popular demand, I am so excited to have her with us again today. You might have heard her last week with me, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Hello there, Susan.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Brian. Great to be with you again.
It's so great to have you again. We were talking last week about GMOs and detoxing, and I thought it would just be really exciting for you to come on and talk about allergies because, you know, it's spring is here, and man, that's a big thing that people are having to deal with these days. You know, I myself am a seasonal girl. I do like the four seasons, and but I'm lucky. I don't get bothered by allergies, but I know a lot of people do. So, Susan, what is the difference between a cold and an allergy?
And that's a great place to start. It's very different to tell the difference. I mean, it's very difficult to tell the difference in your body because the symptoms are very similar. Neither of these are infectious, meaning you don't spread them from one person to another. An allergy is caused by our own immune system, its reaction to a foreign substance in the body. In my little book, Conquer Colds and Allergies, I have a little check system to see, because many people come and see me, they say, Susan, I don't know if I have a cold or is it an allergy? So keep the following in mind. With a cold, you usually have a cough. With an allergy, it's only sometimes. With a cold, general aches and pains sometimes, but with an allergy, you never get aches and pains. How about itchy eyes? You rarely get itchy eyes with a cold, but you always get them with allergies. And a sore throat, just one more example. Usually have a sore throat with a cold, but only rarely or sometimes with an allergy.
Yeah, I have to take that back. I did suffer from allergies once, and this was back in 2011. It was September 2011, right when the bombing happened, unfortunately. And yeah, and I thought I had just this horrible cold, and I went to the doctor, and lo and behold, it wasn't a cold at all. It was allergies. I had never experienced that before in my life, but they can make you feel pretty bad, just like a cold does. I mean, they can have you run down.
Completely run down. And another way to tell a little bit, too, is when you sneeze or you've got lots of mucus, you can look at the color of it. Hopefully it will be clear, and that often will tell you it's an allergy. You know, what's interesting is that there are many risk factors that increase the likelihood of developing allergies. Those with a family history of allergies are more likely to develop them. Age plays a role in that children are more likely to develop an allergy. However, you can really become allergic to something at any age. You know, I have many adults that have come to me, and they've never had, just like you, an allergy in their life. And then all of a sudden, they're really reacting to pollen. And they say that this is one of the worst seasons right now on record for allergies.
Okay. Now, why is it that, first of all, I want to find out why this season is the worst on record, if you have some insight into that. But also, why are children more susceptible to allergies than adults?
Yeah, well, because there's lots more pollen in the air. It just depends on, it often starts with weather conditions, more rain, more growth, more pollen. And if there's wind in the air, you know, we have Santa Ana winds down here where I am in Santa Monica, mm-hmm. and things can blow all over, which makes it really difficult. And children are, their bodies are smaller, and their children's bodies are much more sensitive to things going on in the air than adults are. And there are different kinds of allergies. They're all different kinds of allergies. You could have allergies when you go outdoors. You could have allergies from food, from insect stings to medications, but the most common are the seasonal, the outdoor allergies that are very prevalent right now.
Okay. Now, would there be any correlation between the children having the GMO foods and having more allergies, or is it mostly you just see the allergies to foods with the GMO foods, or do you think the GMO foods could trigger allergies to the environment? You know, it's what's in the air.
Yeah, and that's brilliant you just asked that, because some studies have found that when you consume lots of GMO foods, you have a higher risk for getting allergies. You know, you and I spoke last week about whenever possible, stay away from them and get organic when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Okay, so there. So I was on to, my hunch was right, so I was on to something. So
yes.
there is a
yes.
link. Okay. Very
yes.
interesting. All right.
Yes, and now if you're a child or an adult and you have an allergy, or, you know, or like you weren't sure, you think it's a cold, It's not that you always have to see a doctor, but there are some signs because I rarely would see a doctor, mm-hmm. where you would need to go see a doctor. For example, if you're an adult and you think you have an allergy, but you're not sure, mm-hmm. if you have a fever of 102 degrees or higher, you'd want to go see a doctor. If your fever's accompanied with an achiness and fatigue, you would. If a fever is accompanied by sweating, chills, and a cough, and as I mentioned a moment ago, that colored phlegm, you would, if your glands are swollen. For children, it's a little bit different than with an adult, you know, because often an allergy could even be pushed into other complications, like maybe ear infections. Depends on where the mucus gets caught in the body. But you would want to seek medical attention right away. If your child has a fever of 103 or mm-hmm. higher with chills and sweating, if a fever mm-hmm. lasts more than 3 days, if there's vomiting, if there's unusual sleepiness, a headache, difficulty breathing, persistent crying, ear pain, or a persistent cough.
Mm. Yeah. And those high fevers can be rather dangerous. They can cause problems with kidneys and in your organs and things like that. So it's not really good. So, so we do want to get that taken care of.
And you know what, Michelle? There's a good side of medicine right these days because people can go online and you can do research. Many people become proactive health consumers. And then on TV, you see ads for all these drugs. So people become very health and drug savvy. Mm-hmm. And then often what a patient will do is they'll go to a doctor, and they've done a self-diagnosis, and they ask for a specific drug. So you really do want to be careful for that because many people take drugs needlessly. I know you remember from last week that I've never taken medication ever because I know the foods, the herbs, the spices to keep the body healthy. But please keep in mind that asking a doctor for an antibiotic for a cold or an allergy, since we're focusing on allergies, is one example of this alarming trend because no antibiotic is ever going to cure an allergy.
There's no definite cure for it, but there are natural remedies. Right. There are. And Susan, I hate to interrupt you, but we do have to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to find out what some of those natural cures are. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I shine the light on what you put into your body, and today we are talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a holistic health expert and author of more than 25 books on natural living. We are talking about allergies, and that leads me to what the bleep is that? Brian, what the bleep is that? Okay. Well, what the bleep is that? Is it lots of people?
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay. Oh, boy. What we are going to be talking about, that what the bleep is that lots of people will seek antibiotics to cure their allergies or for the relief of allergies. And that kind of is not really the way to go. Now, is it, Susan?
You know, absolutely not. Let me mention about that. And then also, let me even define what an allergy is. But first of all, antibiotics. There's such an inappropriate use of antibiotics these days, and it's the major factor in causing bacteria to then become resistant to the antibiotics that were previously able to kill them. Because when you take an antibiotic, your body starts to build an immunity or a resistance to it. Mm-hmm. And then after too many doses, the antibiotic simply doesn't work anymore. And this can be really dangerous if you develop, say, a serious bacterial infection like pneumonia or a staph infection or an infection that develops in open wounds. And mm-hmm. then the common antibiotics to treat it won't work. And bacteria with antibiotic resistance can cause serious illness and death. So when you become resistant to antibiotics, it affects you and it affects others. And here are a few things, very simply, that you can do to prevent antibiotic resistance. One,
okay.
Don't ask your doctor for an antibiotic if you have an allergy or even a cold.
This I have to stop you right here because this gets me. Okay, so doesn't the doctor know that even if the patient is asking for the antibiotic, and he knows it doesn't work, then why is he giving it to the patient?
I know, because, you know, they have alignments with drug companies. Michelle, I can't tell you how many clients come to see me for help with allergies,
mm-hmm.
and they show me what they're taking, and they've been given an antibiotic by their doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you're asked to take antibiotics because you have some kind of infection, you need to take them exactly as you're instructed, you know, the full course of the antibiotics. Now, people have come to me and said that my friend gave me these antibiotics. Don't ever share antibiotics with anyone else.
Yeah,
and don't take antibiotics as a preventive measure against bacterial, you know, as a prevention against bacterial infection when you have a cold. This does not help prevent a bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. And the thing of it is not only should you as a human take all the antibiotics when you're taking it for an infection, but if you have a pet and you're giving the pet antibiotics for an infection, make sure you follow the directions and use all of the antibiotics and give them to the pet as well. Because
right.
I used to own an animal hospital, and we were starting to see some of the diseases being resistant to the antibiotics we were prescribing for this reason, because the person, the owner of the pet, would not give the full dose. And you've got to do it. You just have to do it.
Yeah, animals or animal people. That's right. And remember, again, allergies, unlike colds, aren't infectious. And this is basically what an allergy is. You know, we have an immune system, and the single-minded mission of the immune system is to seek and kill those invaders. And that's a function that helps protect us from bacteria and viruses, such as ones that might cause a cold. But now here's the difference. In the case of allergies, your immune system identifies your particular allergen as something very harmful. For example, like pollen, even though it's really not harmful at all to your body. So after the first exposure, the immune system produces antibodies that are always on alert for this allergen. So then when you're exposed to it again, these antibodies release, you know this, histamine mm-hmm. and other substances that trigger the allergy symptoms. And I did research knowing I was going to be with you today, and I was surprised to read this. Mm-hmm. That allergy is the fifth leading chronic disease in the U.S. among all ages and the third most common chronic disease among children under 18 years of age.
Wow.
And when you go to a doctor, if they don't give you that crazy antibiotic, there are other things they might give you. And I, you know, we'll talk in a moment about side effects like antihistamines and corticosteroids and other mm-hmm. things.
Yeah, so go ahead and, yeah, so let's talk about that. So,
yeah,
so what
antihistamines.
So
the symptom of allergies, Michelle, it's always brought on by an inflammatory response. The chemicals in your body, they're called histamines. Mm-hmm. So you can even get over-the-counter drugs called antihistamines because they have a special histamine receptor site. And they help prevent the histamine and taking all these over-the-counter medications or stronger ones you can get from the doctor help prevent that those allergic symptoms. And they could be sneezing, itchy or runny nose, watery eyes, congestion. But here's the thing. They're never without side effects because mm-hmm. the oral antihistamines, whether they're pills or liquids, can dry your mouth out. They cause drowsiness. They slow your reaction time. You can get those antihistamine nasal sprays, and they have very massive sometimes side effects because they can cause nosebleeds. They can cause nasal burning. They can even cause dizziness and fatigue. So you think you're doing something simple that's safe, like putting in a nasal spray, an antihistamine, and you take that when you're driving, and it can make you dizzy and very tired. You can get eye drops, but they lead to stinging and burning and redness and eye inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then corticosteroids are even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because they're a steroid, and then you have the side effects that you get with steroids, which are not good. And I do know of one case. I do know of a case of somebody who used too many of those nasal sprays when they were a child, and it totally destroyed their sense of smell.
Yes. That's a good point to bring up. Now, with the corticosteroids, if you take them long-term, and see, many people get completely addicted to these because they think those are the only things that will help them maybe breathe a little bit better. But mm-hmm. there are very negative long-term side effects like getting cataracts, osteoporosis, muscle weakness. And if they're given to children, you can delay growth in children. They have corticosteroids as eye drops, and they cause, all proven by science, blurred vision. They can cause eye infections, glaucoma, cataracts. So this is why, you know, I'll say to you that I have people that come to me, Michelle, from all over the world, or I see them, and mm-hmm. I've never had anybody not react positively to the natural things that I have them do to take away allergies. I've had people come to me that, in fact, my neighbor a few doors away, Jamie, he's 65, and his whole adult life since he was in his mid-20s, he's had awful allergies, and he's always been on medication, and he started to see me about 6 months ago, and now he's completely free of any allergies on my natural program.
Wow, that's fantastic. We're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to learn about some of the things that you can do to help if you do have allergies to relieve the symptoms. And Susan, can you prevent allergies? I don't know.
Oh,
we're going to find
out. Of course you can.
Okay, there we go. When we come back, we're going to find out how that's all done. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I shine the light on what you put into your body, and we've got Dr. Susan Smith-Jones here talking to us about allergies and what is the best way to relieve the symptoms. Definitely not with antibiotics, but with steroids and antihistamines, but there's more natural ways to relieve the symptoms. And how do we prevent them? So, Susan, what are some of the ways that you like to recommend to your clients to relieve the symptoms?
Yeah, all right. So let me just say that, you know, if you're listening and you're an allergy sufferer, and I know how painful that can be, once you're stuck with these symptoms, know that there's no absolute cure, but that doesn't mean you can't find comfort and relief. And if you've decided after hearing Michelle is hearing us speak today that you want to leave those drugstore remedies like the decongestants and the antihistamines on the shelf due to health risks, here are some things you can do in terms of natural herbs and supplements and making changes in your home. First of all, try, you know, get a neti pot. That's nasal cleansing. Research shows that when you irrigate the lining of your nasal passages using a neti pot, it increases the relief from the allergy and improves coordination of those little nasal cilia that are in your nose because helps them work more effectively to remove the bacteria, the allergens, the other irritants that cause sinus problems. Because if you think about it, we're breathing in often polluted air all day long. And it's not, and I don't even have allergies, but a few times a week I do a nice nasal cleanse. I have a little video on my website to show you how to do it, but but if you have allergies, it's great. Mm-hmm. Now, you also want to optimize the environment of your home, you know, because household airborne allergy symptoms, like those that could be caused by dust mites or pet dander, lots of people are allergic to the dander from the pet, but you can change all that. You can reduce your exposure by doing this. You always want to wash your bedding frequently in hot water. You want to maintain a lower humidity. If at all possible, you want to replace carpet with hardwood floors and then vacuum regularly with those fine filters like a HEPA filter. HEPA means high efficiency particulate air filter. So that helps.
I have a comment. Okay. First of all, on the neti pot, I use that a lot, especially when I was living in Los Angeles, and it really does work. But I do have a word of caution, and that is when you are using the neti pot, if you're not using filtered water that filters out all of the microorganisms and protozoa and bacteria out of your water, then you need to boil your water before you use it in the neti pot. Because in not too long ago in New Orleans, somebody was using the neti pot and they ended up with a brain bacteria or infection, and it was from that. It was a bacteria or a protozoa or something that got into their brain and they ended up dying from that. So right. I don't want to scare anybody, but you just need to make sure that the water is pure.
And obviously you don't put the boiling water in your nose.
Well, yeah.
But that's great advice. But here's something else with that. You don't want to do it with regular water without making it a saline solution, because it will be more irritating. So you want a good saline solution.
Yeah,
that's
so you
important.
Still want to do that, even if you're using filtered water or not.
Yes.
Absolutely. It still won't kill the bacteria or the protozoa or whatever it was that got into their brains.
Right. Now, it's important to keep your body hydrated, too, you know, with lots of purified water every day. Because when your body gets dehydrated, clearly, you know, it's bad for every system in your body. It lowers metabolic rates. But when your body is dehydrated, it causes inflammation and heightened immune system response. So stay hydrated. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'd like to talk about vitamin, my four-prong approach to the magic elixir that will take away the allergies almost 100%.
Okay, you do that, I've got one more thing.
Yeah,
this
good.
Could help people. Okay, because we're talking about pet dander, okay? And lots of people are allergic to pet dander. But I don't know if a lot of people know that they can get a shampoo that they use on their pets once a week or once every 2 weeks, that will get rid of the dander that you're allergic to. So not only by washing your sheets and vacuuming and using the HEPA filter, which are all very, very important, but you can also have your pet cleaned with this shampoo, and that will help as well.
Excellent. Now, Michelle, I'm hearing lots of static. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know why there is a lot of static.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so go on. Let's talk about your elixir.
Yeah. It involves four natural supplements. And one is Hawaiian spirulina. And I've just read several studies in the last week. And one of them shows that if you take 3,000 milligrams a day of the spirulina, it has incredible anti-inflammatory properties. And one study showed that it boosts your body's level of IgA, and that's an antibody that defends against the allergic reaction. And another study, those that took spirulina daily had much less nasal discharge, sneezing, nasal congestion, and itchiness. And really, what it is in the spirulina, and this is a magic component. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but there's a component that's in blue-green algae. It's only in blue-green algae like spirulina. It's called phycocyanin. And I wrote, knowing I was going to be with you today, Michelle, I spent all day yesterday and wrote this great article with lots of scientific studies about phycocyanin, and it's on my website. It's under blog. It's the second one down. But phycocyanin is a water-soluble blue pigment that gives spirulina that kind of bluish tint to the green. Mm-hmm. And they have found in many scientific studies that phycocyanin reverses aging, boosts your, it completely activates, which is good, your immune system, detoxifies the body, removes plaque from the arteries, and is one of the best ways to relieve allergy symptoms. So remember, it's a component of spirulina. And here's my elixir, 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina every day, mm-hmm. 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin. This is in my first blog article, mm-hmm. because when you are toxic, when you have allergies, you've got lots of inflammation in your body, especially in those nasal passages. So the astaxanthin will help reduce the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two more things that you need. One is an herb. I don't know if you've heard of this before, but it's called stinging nettle.
Have you heard of nettle? Yes, and you know what? It is fabulous to eat. If you can get it and cook it. I know you have to wear gloves when you're harvesting it, but I have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very good for you. It's loaded with, you know, tons yeah. of nutrients. And it is delicious. But anyway, you can
yeah.
get it in the springtime. You have to harvest it yourself. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you're yeah. so Stinging right. Nettle. I love this. Yeah, because very few people on the planet would know that you can eat it. But you're right. It's very nutrient-rich. It's been used for centuries by herbalists. It's a great natural and kind of weak diuretic,
mm-hmm.
but studies show that it's the in nature, it along with spirulina, it is the best natural antihistamine that relieves seasonal allergies, including hay fever. And research shows that nettle is effective at relieving runny nose, teary eyes, all other symptoms, because it inhibits several key inflammatory events that cause symptoms of seasonal allergies. But here's the important point. As I write about, you know, on my site, you need 2,000 to 2,500 milligrams a day. 2,000 to 2,500. If you have severe allergies, like before a week ago, I had just arrived home from England, where I worked with this client named David who had awful allergies. He could, you know, like you said, it just tears you down and it affects every aspect of life. He could mm-hmm. hardly run his business anymore.
Oh.
And so for the last 3 months, I've had him on this right here, this, mm-hmm. 2,500 milligrams of nettle. And he took it both in tea form, because he's in England and they drink tea there,
right.
or capsule form. So sometimes he would combine, but he got 2,500 milligrams a day. He had 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina, 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin, and the fourth one is this, and most of us take it. It's vitamin C, but you
okay.
and it's a very good antihistamine, but mm-hmm. you need about 3,000 milligrams a day. Now, remember, it's water-soluble. So what David made the mistake of doing early on is, and he took it in some different forms I gave him, but he took it all at once, and it wasn't a time-released one. And so I said to him, well, after you took it and the first time you went to the bathroom, did you notice that your pee, your, you know, number one was really yellow? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you've lost so much of that vitamin C. So unless you get a time-released vitamin C, you want to take it, you know, a few, maybe two or three times, maybe three times throughout the day.
Yes, you do. And we have to take another quick break. But what you made a very good point about the vitamin C, because if you take a whole bunch like that, 3,000 milligrams all at once, your body will not absorb it all is one thing, but it also can cause stomach upset. So you want to be very careful and take it throughout the day. Okay, you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show. Welcome to a new reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We have got Dr. Susan Smith-Jones here talking to us about allergies. But before we get started, Brian, it's time to do our philosophy tip of the day. Okay. And the philosophy tip of the day is brought to us by Paramahansa Yogananda, and it's about ambition. We cannot live happily by spiritual sustenance alone, nor by material prosperity alone. It is only by having ambition and by crowning that ambition with the idea of service to others, either by helping them individually or by working for some great cause, that you will find a spiritual reason for making money for yourself and others. To help others, to help themselves,
also spiritualizes ambition. And Almighty Power has linked us all together. Whenever you help others, you are helping yourself. So think about that one. All right, Susan, what happens when somebody has allergies so bad that they cannot breathe?
Now, listen, before I even answer that, I've followed the work of Paramahansa Yogananda for decades, and his organization is Self-Realization Fellowship. I write for their magazine, and once every 2 weeks I go to the SRF. There's a beautiful lake here in Pacific Palisades with swans, and I loved your quote. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I love his philosophies and his thinking, and I also have been to some of his meditation retreat centers, and they are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you. All right. So listen, nothing is worse than not being able to breathe. First of all, you can't taste food and you can't sleep at night. And there are a line of products that they've been around for 100 years. They come from Switzerland. I'm sure you know them. I've used them for 40 years. They're all natural. They're called Olbas, O-L-B-A-S. Mm-hmm. And they've got cough syrup and Olbas oil. And they have a little inhaler that's about the size, I have one, I'm holding it right now, the size of your index finger. And mm-hmm. it's made up of 6 medicinal herbs that have been really the basis of healing in cultures around the world for centuries. It's peppermint, eucalyptus, an herb called cajeput, and wintergreen, juniper berry, and clove. And while they're all excellent on their own, synergistically you put these together, and they are some of the best therapeutic effects for your immune system, your respiratory system, and it makes it so you can breathe. So, for example, I'll just mention briefly the oil and this inhaler. With the oil, you can get in the shower. You can put a couple drops of the oil on the shower floor, and it's like you make a spa shower. But the combination of those 6 herbs together makes it really easy for you to breathe. You can put a couple drops on a handkerchief into your pocket, or you can put it into those things you bend your head over. What are they called, Michelle?
An inhaler.
It's
like an inhaler.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. And what I tell clients to do is put a few drops on a little tissue, put it inside your pillowcase. That really helps. But I always carry around with me this little inhaler that's the size of my index finger, and I'm breathing it in a nostril right now. You breathe it in each side, and it immediately will open up your nasal passages. And about a month ago, my cable went out on my TV, and so a cable guy came over, and he comes into my house, and he was sneezing and coughing and blowing his nose. So, of course, I say, "Do you have a cold?" And he said, "No." He said, "I have terrible allergies, and I've had them for over a decade, and I can rarely breathe." And I said, "Just a moment." And I went to the other room, and I always have extra new Olbas inhalers. I love to give them away as gifts. I buy a dozen at a time. And I said, "Why don't you hold one nostril shut, put this, right at the beginning of your open other nostril and breathe it in." And before he did, he said, "Ma'am, I just want you to know I've tried every medication. Nothing works for me. So my doctor said I have to live the rest of my life with clogged sinuses." I said, "Please try this." And, Michelle, this is honest to good true story. He breathed it in on one side, the inhaler, mm-hmm. and his eyes got big, and he breathed in a few more times, and he switched nostrils, and he breathed in again, and this man who was probably 45 literally started crying because he hadn't been able to breathe in for years. And so he said, "What is it?" And I showed him it was Olbas. I sell absolutely no products, but when there's something that's great, and I've used this for 40 years, I get a new one every 3 months because it lasts about 3 months. It's very inexpensive. And on my website, you can go to the search bar and put in Olbus, and you can read about these very inexpensive products. They're always in the medicine chest in my kitchen. But you could go to olbasmovie.com. You can see a little three-minute movie, and it's completely natural ingredients, and they're often the best-selling ingredients in health food stores.
Okay. Now, my question is, number one, can somebody with asthma use this instead of an inhaler? And Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they can? Well, it will open up the nasal passages, and it's great, and it's great for any upper respiratory discomfort. But I would never say don't use an inhaler without checking with your doctor.
So could they try it while
Absolutely. It would be great.
Yeah, and that's usually the way it works. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, that's inflammation too. And anybody who's asthmatic would always want to take 12 milligrams of the Hawaiian astaxanthin every day. I've read many studies on how it helps people with asthma.
Right. And that's the thing, is that the drugs that you get at the drugstore or whatever that your doctor recommends are so expensive. And you can get these herbal remedies that for next to nothing, you know, especially compared to what prescription drugs cost. Well, yeah, we're going to have to go here shortly. So, Susan, very quickly, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Well, I've got lots of great info about me and the work I do on my website. It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. And the first blog, just for your listeners today, it's there today and tonight, is Seasonal Allergy Relief. The second one is all about phycocyanin. The third's all about spirulina. Definitely go to my homepage of SusanSmithJones.com and check out my current May-June newsletter. You'll get lots of great tips on allergies, on detox. Also, in the newsletter, I have an elixir smoothie. It's seasonal allergy relief elixir smoothie. It incorporates spirulina and the nettle. It's great if you have allergies. And then you can go to my homepage and get a free ebook, Detoxify and Rejuvenate.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Susan, for being on the show. I've loved having you. We'll have to have you again. And
thank
I want to thank the listeners for listening. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And don't forget to go to the Edmunds Vitamins and Herbs on Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. to listen to Paula Bronte and I do a seminar. It's a free seminar about experiencing the new economic shift from a place of strength, prosperity, and health. So we will see you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Pacific Time and 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Goodbye. Thanks for listening and have a very prosperous week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.